can bring your body, your mind back, and establish your body, your mind. I will invite three other bells, so just relax it and relax. Enjoy your breathing and the presence of everyone. So, dear friends, can you hear me in the back, Sandy? Mm-hmm. If you don't hear me, if my voice gets soft, please let me know. I have a tendency, that's my habit. So, you have to help me to transform my habit. At the beginning, I speak sometimes it's a little bit, it's loud enough for you to hear, but slowly I have a tendency to withdraw. Sounds a little bit soft, so if you cannot able to hear, please just raise your hand and say that please speak louder. So I will. Please don't hesitate. You know. So today is Tuesday, the 28th of the last Tuesday of this year, 2010. Hello friends, please join us. So we've been studying together for the whole year together. This group because it's continuous classes every Tuesday. So we've been studying for maybe more than 2 years already, this class. And we build on from one teaching to the next. So that our friend have really strong understanding of the teachings and the practice, because this class is a continuous study throughout. That's my intention, is to help everyone have a good solid understand, but at the same time also practice. This is important. If once you understand the teaching of the Buddha and understand the teachings of transformation, and then you are welcome to leave the net and walk on your own. And so it's important to have some grip of the understanding of the teachings before we put into practice. Otherwise, our practice can easily deviate. So today my intention is to look back, see what we have learned together for the past years, and instead we have a beginning new, but because many of us here are new to the practice also, so beginning new is to open ourselves up and share our water the flower of everyone in the groups, and at the same time we recognize our weakness at the same time, so that we try to encourage everybody, recognize what is good in each other's, what is beautiful, but at the same time we look back, see what we have, what we need to transform, what is our weakness. Every one of us here, we have some stone aspect, but some witness also. So we have both, some good and some not good. So we recognize the good to make it more better for our practice, our life. But at the same time, we look at what we see is our habitual tendencies that we seem we need to work on. So it's very important. So in normally in a tradition, if you are in the monasteries, the end of the year we walk back together, and we begin anew as in a setting of a monastics, and we normally we do that after 3 month retreats. Normally in a tradition, we do that in after 3 month retreats, but in the Vietnamese tradition, we also do at the end of the year, so that we look back and see just the same things, see what is needed and what we have improved and what we have not. So, so that we need to work more on what we need to work. So mostly in the past year, we have studied. We mostly focus on the mindfulness practice, right? Everything that we say about the teaching of the Buddha is the mindfulness and the awareness teachings. That how the question is, how do we bring that into our everyday life? How do we bring awareness and mindfulness in our everyday life so that we can change our unwanted tendencies? So we can recognize that unwanted habitual pattern. And we all have some degree of unwanted habitual patterns. So how do we do that? How do we bring that into, bring the mindfulness and awareness in our... Sometimes we have to question ourselves. Don't let your thoughts just only flow, or just don't take it for granted. Even we go to school, we have, even the teacher, you know, give us a lecture, we have to question whether that lecture is appropriate for us or not. So when we ask question, then slowly we shine the light into that question. Mm-hmm. And then inside slowly, you know, just let the bulb slowly open up for itself. Just like that. Because in the past years we have been studying a lot for many different teachings, right? We study what have we studied? Anybody know? Don't just give back. Listen and give back. What have we studied? Because that will help you to, when you remember something that you learned, then you pay some kind of attention to it. I mean, you have some kind of awareness to that, right? You bring the awareness into that. Awareness in the vernacular sense is an attention. You see, you bring attention into that, whatever you do. So that means you focus into that. And you bring. So you, normally in we go to school and the teacher say, please, may I have your attention, right? Your attention, that means may I have your awareness, your mindfulness to that, but in a different way. The teacher put in that in vernacular, in an ordinary way. But in Buddhism, we use mindfulness. We say that, may I have your mindfulness, please? we use different word here. May I have your mindfulness, please? May I bring your attention, please? That's what it is. So when you look deeply, we say how that we've been applied in school, the teacher applied that to the student. But they don't say that it's Buddhism or anything. That is the insights of all human society. Human society. So when I sit down and look back and I look at the aspects of the teacher of the Buddha and I bring that into society, look back and I say, how is that appropriate and how is that related to society, to human society. And I remember that when I go to school when I was 7 or 8 grade in kindergarten, elementary, and the teacher say that, "May I have your attention, please?" And the kid had to pay attention. That means they bring their focus back. I mean, they bring their awareness back. That is the teaching of the Buddha. Is to bring your body and your mind back to the moment, right? To at that moment, so that you are there with what is going on. So here I use the example when you go in and you put your shoe by the door, and if your body and your mind is there, and you know how to put your shoe, two pairs of ally to each other, next to each other. So next time when you go out, and you don't have to say, look elsewhere for your shoes. Because you put your attention at that moment, your mind is there. So when you go back, you say, I know where I put my shoes. That means your attention is there at that moment, particular moment, where you put your shoes. And this is, I'll tell you the story. And this is a Zen story, a Buddhist Zen story. It's happened in Japan. And this one of the students come, he really have a desire to go to get enlightenment. Really, when he hears the word enlightenment, I say that, I have to get enlightened myself. So he have a longing, a very deep longing to study, to be enlightened. So he searched around for different masters, for different famous masters. So he go around and around, and then one day, he go to this temple, he hear this famous master, enlightened, Satori master. So he come to the temple and to the monasteries to get enlightened. And then when he came in and the teacher was sitting in the meditation hall, he was giving the teachings. And this man, he's really waiting for to ask his question. What can I do to get myself enlightened? And the master didn't say anything. He just sit for a while and just look into the eyes of that man. And he said, "You tell me. Before you come to this monastery, before you enter the Buddha hall, which food is entered first?" "And then I will tell you what enlightenment is." "Which food you step in first?" He didn't say anything, it's very extraordinary. He said very ordinary thing. "Which food you step in first? You tell me, and I will tell you what enlightenment is." Simple. He say, then what he mean? He say that, did your attention is there? Did your mindfulness there? When you step in, you make the step. When you enter the door, did your mind is there? That's when enlightenment. Simple is that. And we, and our society constructing in such a way that it's always keep us busy. It's always keep us running. And we just like a robot. Did you never know that? We just work like a robot. We all work. But have you ever enjoyed work? Or you just work? We think that we work, we earn the money so that we can live happily, joyfully. That's what it is. That's what it is. That all of us, doesn't matter you are a doctor, you are a nurse, you are a teacher, you are a professor, or you are an electrician, or you are a janitor, still the same purpose. It's to earn something so that you can enjoy the living. You can live happily. That's what it is. Doesn't matter, even you're a Buddhist monk. So the purpose is how to live a happy and a joyful and peaceful life. That's what we all want. It doesn't matter you are a lay or you are a monk or you are monastics. It doesn't matter. It's all just a label. Layman is a label. Monk is a label. And we got caught into that label. You see? Caught into that label. As simple as that. And sometimes we are very thirst for things. Thirst, desire, extraordinary. And when we achieve, we attain that, we ever have no. So the mindfulness is to know, to bring yourself back and to know what you're doing. That's the moment, the happiest moment. For example, when I drink this water, I know this water. I taste, direct taste this water. And that moment, the water goes into my body and I feel happy that moment right away. That's where mindfulness is. You are there with the water. Without this water, we are very thirsty. Right? If one day we don't drink water. But when it's there, we take it for granted. Our mindfulness is not there. We have clean water to drink. And we never feel that. Are you happy with that clean water? As yourselves there. When I was young, I was a young boy. After the communists took over the Vietnam country, and we go to Highland, and they export us to Highland, where there is a lot of wilderness. We have to build our own home and everything's from the wire. And the water is not very clean. We drink the water from the mountain, but it's not very sanitized. And we got everyone drink that water, and we got fever. Everyone got fever, malaria and fever. And when I come to the U.S., everything we do is very clean. Especially the water here from the snow water, we're very pure. We don't need to. But are we happy with that? Are we happy with that? So that's when you have your mind is there. Everything you do, you become happy. You enjoy yourself. The guy that search for enlightenment, because he don't know that, he don't enjoy the moment. So he just keeps searching, right? The story that I just told you. He keeps searching. Enlightenment is something like happiness. The ultimate happiness. That's what enlightenment is.
Well, but if you haven't had a dirty water, you wouldn't know how happy your clean water is.
Correct. So when your mind is there, you know you have a dirty water, but at that moment, even just the water is not sanitized, you're still happy because to cleanse your thirst, right? And you feel, at that moment, you feel happy too, just the water, whether it's clean or not. If you don't suffer, then how do you know? How
exactly.
Do you know it's not
right.
To be
right.
Healthy?
Right, that's what I think.
See?
Right.
So you have to have some experiment, direct experiment there.
Yeah.
But what I try is, if your mind is there, you recognize that, then you become much happier. You become satisfied. Satisfied. You see, our society is the richest society we consider. We ask ourselves, are we happy?
Is it because we are not grateful for what we have at the present time?
That's
because we do not recognize
that? We don't recognize that. We have, but we don't recognize that. You have your wife, many people have the wife and husband, and they're not happy with that. You see? And then we create hell.
Yeah.
For ourselves, and for each other. You see, because you don't recognize that she is beautiful, he is handsome. You don't recognize. You don't recognize. At the moment you, on the surface, when you first met, maybe first met, cross, first cross.
I am a trophy husband. It's beautiful, though. It's beautiful what you say.
Yeah, so that's what I try to say is, at the end of the year, we go back and reflect and see, recognize what we have. The moment that you recognize what you have, then you are there, your mind is there. And then, happiness, joy, it's blossom. But other than that, then it's hard. So what I want to share that is to give you something to contemplate on. And later you will share your moment of life. Because this, we come together as a learning group. I just want to facilitate, encourage you to contemplate the uniqueness of yourself. It's just like someone to help you to open the key so you enter your own house, own door, so you can look what is inside yourself. That's what the Buddha appear on this earth is. He just want to give us the key and open up so that we can enter and discover ourselves. Buddhism is the teaching of Buddha is to encourage us to discover ourselves, to explore ourselves, our own universe. This is the only way is to explore that, is to bring awareness into what you do. So you can really there and explore the work that you do. Then you become, enjoy what you do. Instead of wasting of what you do. Because you do as a robot, as a mechanical things. Then lies become very dead. Right? Many of us, we do things and we get very boring. We bought our own mind, our own body, and then we bought the people around. That's why when you come together at the beginning, you feel excited. But then day by day, that kind of excitement is deteriorate. And you get sick of each other. You're lucky if you are. Let me see, you're lucky. Other than that, by the time you're 60, 70, oh man.
He's been in our home, I know.
Oh man, you know, I don't know how long I've been stayed at this for 7 or 60 years. Oh, hell. You know?
But my wife is absolutely crazy about me.
That's good.
Delusional.
So you have to bring your original mind back. Original mind back. So that's why we in Buddhism we have a term called bodhicitta. Is the beginner's mind. The term bodhicitta. Today I talk a little bit about bringing one topic here. We call beginner mind. Beginner of mind, we can call mind of love. Many term or enlightenment mind. the same thing when we first start out on spiritual path or spiritual journey, we have this mind, beginner's mind, and this mind is very strong. This mind is always have a encouragement, have a exciting mind, exciting to learn, exciting on the path. And the same thing when you come together, we have a beginner's mind as a partner, right? You're very excited about each other. It's exciting to live together, to discover together, explore together. But somehow on that path, you deviate on that path. Yes, you slowly track on that path for a long time. The same thing, we were on the spiritual path. At the beginning, we are very tempting to learn, tempting to practice. But somehow, slowly on the path, we lost that mind. Lost that mind. And then we've been carried by the external, by many external materials. So when we have the awareness, then we bring ourselves back to this mind, the bodhicitta. This is the mind of enlightenment, the mind of serving. If we keep this mind on the path, we enlighten. We do that, and we can enlighten for 1 year or a couple of years. Because this mind is, at the beginning, is very strong. I have a lot of energy on a spiritual path. And then the same thing, when you cross or you just first marry, you have that a lot of energy for each other. Same thing about, but somehow we lost that. So we have to bring our mind back to that at that stage. So that what I mean is, bring your mind back here. You have the awareness. You have the mindfulness to bring it back every moment. When you get bored, you say, ask yourself a question. How do I bring my energy back? Someday, our energy is very low too, right? Everybody experience that. Someday, and ask yourself a question. How do I bring my energy back, boost my energy, so that I become very energetic? As we progress toward our age, then we wear out this kind of energy. We wear out this energy. And it goes along with our body. As our body wear out, you see, the body wear out, and the mind go accompany with that. Accompany with that. So just go back to our question here. So this is a few more days. We will come to the next year, 2011. So reflect on your whole year, what you have done, and that make yourself. Have you attained any transformations? Transformation, have you able to slow down, you know? Some concrete transformation. Transformation. Have you made an effort to do that? The purpose of the practice is to get you transformed. To transform your own habits. That's why you come to practice. Is that the purpose? So that then we go back and check and reflect on that. Ask yourself, am I get any transformation on my part, physically and mentally? For example, have to be concrete. For example, am I able to slow down a little bit? We have a tendency to rush wherever we go. That's our tendency, our habitual tendency. We have a push inside. Have you ever there? Even though you walk and then you say, there is something that in you, push you. And then you recognize that push in you. For example, when I go to school, I said, I have to get there. In the school. And then I went there. When I get there, and then my mind changed. Then I have to get somewhere else. You see, your mind is not there. So you see that the energy in you is pushing you to walk to nowhere. But we always continue, that energy continue to push us day by day, day by day. That's what we call a habit energy in us that push us. So the end of the year is to recognize that and see that for yourself. Honestly see for yourself. Nobody can see that for you. And only you can see that what is turning in you. So the practice is to go back and look honestly. Look within your own body, speech and mind. Body, speech and mind. And when you have the awareness there, it's okay. Even though you don't have any transformation, it's okay, but at least you recognize that. Make an effort to recognize that. When you recognize that, you are starting out. It's Lao Tzu. Lao Tzu is one of the Chinese Lao Tzu, you know her? He said that the journey have to start with one step. The journey of spirit journey have to start with one step. Have to have initiate with one step. This is Lao Tzu. Lao Tzu. This is Lao Tzu. You know that, huh? Chinese mm-hmm. Chinese it's very long time ago.
Yeah, he's the guy who initiated Taoism.
Taoism, yeah, that's correct.
And he said the guy or
Lao Tzu.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And he said that the path have to make with one step. What he means is one step is the recognition, the recognize, the awareness. That's what he meant. We call Dao, path. So look back and see, have you made any progress? At least to recognize that. At least to put some energy of awareness into that. That is where the spiritual journey begins. With one recognition, with one movement of awareness. Awareness. So if you have not yet, now is the time to begin. It's never too late. When your mind is in a moment of solitude, it's in a moment of stillness. You can be at work, but you can be at the same time, you can be at solitude. Solitude here doesn't mean that you go to the forest or the mountain to be solitude. You can be solitude at work. It's beginning in your heart. That's where the moment your heart is in stillness. But you can do that at work, at your house. To the moment of solitude. Solitude help you to generate that moment of awareness when you're in solitude. It's easier. Easier. So on a spiritual path, we need the quality of solitude. Everybody need that. So in a day or time, you have some moment of solitude. It's really good for your living. If you have that, put that in your everyday practice. It's making your life deeper, That's where you can look at things much deeper in your life. If we don't live in awareness and mindfulness and solitude, then our life is very surface. You know, we can live, you can live 100 years, but it doesn't mean that. That 100 years doesn't mean anything. So in Vietnamese, we have a say, sáng học đạo, chiều chết cũng vui. That means in the morning, I'm able to realize the path. Then I can die. I'm happy to die in the afternoon. That means you realize some deep meaning of life. You are content with life. We live life, but we don't feel content. No. Học đạo là mình you walk on that path, you realize that path. Đạo. Then whatever happened, it's okay. Then you accept it easily. But not whatever happened, you become either grasp, attach, or reject. See? So the objects of our, the main things for our practice to bring awareness and mindfulness in every moment, in every thought, every moment of our life. Then lies become a reality. Lies become a reality. But if not, then lies become mechanical. So I would like to stop here, and I would like you to, now it's your fourth time for your time, it's time for you to share. What is that bring you some moment of happiness in this year for your life? There is a moment. If we are that, then we... Is there any moment in life, in this year, that you really feel that lies there for you? Lies open up for you. Even though in a moment of difficulty, but you recognize that, things transform right away. In the moment of illness, you accept and then you realize you accept that, then illness doesn't matter. But many, nobody is going to accept illness. But illness is not, is unavoidable for everybody. It's not inevitable. We all have. Maybe we're young, then our health is okay, but slowly, day by day, our health is going down, then we encounter that more. But can we be happy in that? In that kind of space. Okay. Sandy.
This year, my daughter who has lots of difficulties, had a baby, and the man that she had the baby with has lots of difficulties also, and the situation seemed very gloomy, you know, as if this innocent baby is coming into this environment with so much danger. And then when I was with this baby, I was just, you know, enjoy this moment with this baby. It's so cool, man. That worrying about, you know, the hard knocks of life just didn't make any sense anymore. Just being with that baby in that moment just really made me very happy.
Yeah. Thank you, Sandy.
I want to say that this class and having a time set aside every week to get together with other people with the same mentality about stuff, I think that's a happy time for me. Excuse me. Just, you know, to have a fellowship, I guess.
Thank you, Bill. When you say something that's beautiful, it's when you water the seeds of that, water the seeds of beautiful in you. And that's one way of beginning new with yourself.
Learning how to enjoy my dog more, and now she, I can tell it's working because she likes me more. So I've been practicing my dog.
One of the problems that we all experience is that there's so much that's out of control out there, things over which we have no control. And that causes a lot of anxiety, and one way that I've been working at to deal with that is to concentrate on the present moment. You can't change the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cry over spilled milk. Those worries in the future, that are out there, you can't worry about those because they may never happen. Those concerns that Sharon talked about children, the baby, well, you can't always control that, but you can concentrate on what's positive and still do the very best you can in life. And that's all we can do. And I think that is a way to achieve the enlightenment by concentrating on the present and being grateful for the present.
Thank you, Cliff. Paula?
I've had a lot of difficulties this year. This practice has really helped me deal with acceptance of what is and impermanence, to know that it's going to change. And so I think it's really kept me from, like, kind of going over the deep end. And I just am very grateful for the practice of acceptance and impermanence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something external is not our control. But what we have is we can control ourselves. We cannot change society, right? But we can change ourselves. Right? That's what the Buddha does 260,000 years, 2,600 years ago, in society. It's the caste system. He cannot change the caste system, but he can change himself. And then after that many, and then slowly, once he's able to change, he has the power internally. And slowly, but still the caste system is, you go to India, still there, right? 2,600 years ago, but it's still there. So what we have is control is in ourselves. So we don't expect other people to change, unless we change ourselves. And thus we have that power. I cannot change every one of you, but I can change myself. So I can feel better. I can laugh, I can smile, right? So if we're able to look at that, then it doesn't matter what happened. It's the degree of acceptance come easily. That's what we can do, work with everybody. You say, I can change you, but I can work with you. I change myself, I can work with you as my best. And then you feel much like open acceptance. So we have, our illness is to expect other people to change, and we don't change ourselves. That's our illness. So the mindfulness is to go back and recognize our own power, change ourselves. Is Jesus cannot change everybody, even Buddha, right? But he recommended, he encouraged. So then don't complain about life, come still back and look. And we have our illnesses to complain about society, complain about the external. And that we'll never do. If we keep our mind in that, then we'll never be happy. Never be happy.
Over the past year, I've found great joy in journaling on a computer. I have perhaps 30, somewhere between 30 and 40 different topics that I journal on. I find satisfaction in being able to put my thoughts down in rather specific words. And I find even more joy in going back and picking one of those 30 or 40 topics and editing and changing, making them more clear, perhaps saying, oh, that's not the right word, it is the wrong impression. that's not really what I've been observing. And today I spent almost an hour on one topic, going through and adding things to it, deleting some things that I didn't find clarifying at all, and then reading through it and going, yes, that's how I feel about that.
Thank you. Elaine?
I was thinking about, I think we've been doing this class for 3 years,
yeah.
Maybe even a little longer than that.
Timeless.
It's been a long time. It's been a long time. And in the beginning I thought, oh, I'm never going to get there. Never going to change. I'm never going to transform anything. I'm a mess. My life is a mess. My life has been a mess. And I was feeling sorry for myself. And what I really appreciate this past year especially is looking back and recognizing the small steps that I've, over time, you know, baby steps. I never pushed hard. I just let it evolve the way it evolved. And so your story today, which foot do you step with first?
Mm-hmm.
It's really funny that you told us that story, because this past week I've started noticing which foot I put on the step to go up the stairs or down the stairs. So I really appreciated that, and I've been very grateful. I mean, now I'm very grateful that I come here every Tuesday, and that I made the commitment, and as you put it, Bill, there are like-minded people to connect with every week. It's just been, there are days when I feel like my heart's never going to open, and then there are days where I feel like, yeah, well, it's just going to take a little more time, and I appreciate all of that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the path needs some kind of continuous and commitment. This matter, what kind of path that you take. Marriage is a path that you take on, and it's making some commitment and some sacrifice. And the spiritual path is like that. Coming here, I think you have to make some commitment, or you know, you have to realize that you see. You taste some change in yourself, some transform. That would make you go. Otherwise, you know, what the hell, you know, put out many hours here, you know, just one day a week, you know, you have to see some like that. Then you can make the change and the commitment. And I teach here, I enjoy, you know, I share with you, I enjoy that, you know. Just only one person opened the heart, I really enjoy that. I see just a little bit transformation, a little bit light in your face. I really enjoy that. Because the last few days, my advisors in school sent me, say that we have a class on Tuesday, I say, I have a class from 6 to 9. I have a class on Tuesday. I say, I might not go. You know, because you enjoy, you see, enjoy and share with the people, enjoy. Just to say a few words, just plant some seeds in you. Just make me happy. You know, see here some seeds of enlightenment, some seeds of spiritual. And that make my heart, my Bodhicitta, see that you grow in your on your own path. So one day you have to walk your path. I just plant the seed. So one day you realize that, and then you become you're stronger in the path when you walk. And one day, you have to walk along one day. But I just plant the seed. And I want to see that I feel, in myself, feel that bring me joy and happy when I sit here to share with you something better in my practice.
I'm very grateful for, and we've only met you for the first time in September, but it's been really beautiful to see some things come together, your teachings and our friend from India who was here in September and talked with you, and we've been reading his book and following his teachings for about 15 years. And I've been also reading Thich Nhat Hanh's books for the same amount of time, probably. And I thought, how would I ever learn about this, really? I mean, I read and then I think, oh, I need somebody to explain it to me. There's nobody to explain it and explain it further so I really understand it. And then this beautiful opportunity came, and I'm very grateful. For understanding and for helping for us to make sense of it, because it really does make sense.
Yeah. You motivate me, you know? Yeah, you all motivate me to do the works that I do. That, you know, normally Tuesday I spend the whole day for this class. Normally I meditate. And what I go through in my meditation, and then sometimes insight come out. And that's what I share with you. I have to taste and practice that. So what I share with you today is I roll out in my meditation today. And that's very fast. And when you practice and the teaching become clear, what you got stuck and what you're not, it's become very clear. And you directly taste that. And you're very clear what the teaching is. And it's open up your view and your heart, and you can see it very clearly. So normally this class I save one day and do that. But it's helped me. What it is, because I meditate a lot, and that's what has helped me. And then the insight I share with you is through my meditations. And then it's that, and it's easy to penetrate you. When the inside is fresh, and it's easy to, you know, but if you practice, you put some time to it, it's going to bear some fruit for you. But you have to make some commitment, that's what I'm saying. Commitment doesn't mean that you force yourself, but you enjoy doing that. That's the important. The commitment here is not you lose yourself, or physically for yourself, but you enjoy doing that. That's the commitment, and that has become something beginner's mind. That's the commitment. Then you never become lazy on the path. Otherwise, you can. Okay. Yeah. So. So here's, I always encourage you to practice. That is the best part. What I share is just my insights. But your part is practice, and you taste that for yourself. Like you cook, but you have to eat. Then when you really taste the food that you cook, that's the best part. That's the best part. And don't be a spoon fever. You know, a spoon never tastes the food. You know, you get the spoon, and don't be a spoon fever. You only taste the practices when you really. So normally we learn and we just put aside, and we just like spoon fever. We don't, and then you don't have much transformation. the more you contemplate is very important. Very important. You have to make that contemplation become very juicy. And when the more you contemplate, that is how you get yourself in that quality. You become one with that quality. You are no longer separate from that quality. You see, that is important. Contemplate. Day by day, moment by moment. And you become very vividly see it in your eyes, in your heart. It's very important. Contemplate. That contemplate is become the word, for example, a contemplate in love and kindness. And then that the more you contemplate, that love and kindness become alive day by day, more. And then it's become your own, become you. You no longer separate from that. And that's what you are.
Is that the same as visualization?
You visualize is meditation and visualize is part of that. Contemplate.
Part of contemplate.
Mm-hmm. You contemplate, I mean you visualize it. And it's not something imaginary. It's a little bit different imaginary here. Very visual, but it's very become obvious, very visible.
To really taste it.
Yeah. Mhm. Okay. So, I want to say something so that we can have some. So next, we'll continue to study what we study for the last couple of months about on the Bodhisattva path. So those of you who just come to our Tuesday class, we have a CD that previously or record or on the website, either that. If some of the things that I say is not come to you clearly, you can go on the website. And many of our talks have been put on the website. And then also TT recorded and turn into a CD for us, so that those of our friends who are not make it on, so they can able to continuously, for example, if you're absent for this week, and then I talk something, and next week is continue on that topic, and you may not get what previous week, so you can listen to that talk, able to catch up with what we have talked, and so. This website, is cdcmonastery.org. Let's see. CDC is Compassionate Dharma Cloud Monastery. Dharma Cloud Monasteries.org. Yes. Abbreviation. So if not, we go because this kind of Sunday, we'd like to celebrate New Year's together. It's supposed to be on Saturday, but because we want to, the Vietnamese community also want to join with the English speaking community, so that's why we change our day, on Sunday, from 11 to 4. So please go on the website, it will be on the website also, so that we can practice a few songs that what I suggest for last week, so that we can sing on that day. Mm-hmm. So you brought the song?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think you